can't guarantee gold at the Olympics, but what you can guarantee is that the country or city hosting the event will need to spend billions upon billions of dollars on infrastructure. Well, Brazil will be hosting the Olympics in 2016 and the Football World Cup in 2014, a sports double whammy, if you like. And the University of Sao Paulo estimates the country will spend $33 billion on infrastructure to spruce up for the event. But just how easy will it be for foreign firms to bid for some of that work? Bruce Douglas reports.
I'm just showing here the history table, which is called the table of yesterday.
In a large converted shipping container in the rundown port area of Rio, Federico Beltrão gives me a tour of the My Marvelous Port exhibition.
I'm the mediator here. It's sort of like a guide, but more personalized, you know. I don't follow a script here, you know.
Featuring what Federico assures me is the largest touchscreen in Latin America. The exhibition aims to attract international investment to Rio. The city is undergoing a rapid transformation. The port project aims to revitalize 5 million square meters of the city center, turning an area currently filled with degraded shipping equipment and shanty towns into a thriving residential and commercial center.
So is this area attracting international investors?
Mainly Russians, Americans, French. I think the highest number of foreign investors we received here were French.
What role will this area play during the Olympic Games?
There'll be a lot of hotels in this area. So that's an area where it's really interesting to invest in Rio because it has a huge touristic potential, but really there are a huge shortage of hotels here.
Próxima estação, Maracanã. Desembarque pelo lado esquerdo. Next stop, Maracanã.
In less than 4 years' time, the opening ceremony of the Olympics will take place here at the Maracanã Stadium. Construction workers in dark blue uniforms and yellow hard hats are taking a break from the midday sun in the shadow of the scaffolding. But Rio is proving a challenging environment for non-Brazilian firms. I spoke to Dan Epstein, who was head of sustainable development for London 2012 and is now working on the master plan for the Olympic Park in Rio.
For taxation reasons and for language reasons and for cultural reasons, doing business here can be quite tough. The flights are expensive, the costs of living are very expensive. And so, you know, you need to be very, very committed to doing business here.
Few of the major British construction firms will make the journey to Rio, mainly because the Brazilian construction industry is so huge. But countries with a longer tradition of doing business in Brazil have the advantage. Dan Epstein again.
The Germans seem to be very successful in winning stadiums. They seem to have a real ability to go overseas, to put money in, to develop their offices, to set up offices and to secure really high quality work.
I'm standing outside the German consulate. It's a rather ugly, grey, block-shaped building.
My name is Tamer Dix and I'm the Deputy Consul General and representing Germany here since July 2011.
What's the secret to German firms doing business in Brazil?
Well, I think doing business in Brazil is not the easiest thing to do. So I think it's a mixture of long-term experience and a very sound partnership with Brazilian firms. I think without that, it's very difficult.
And what are some of the more specific challenges of working in Rio?
In 4 years, they're trying to cram investments that haven't been done for 30 years. So you see a lot of construction activity going on, a lot of capital is being invested in this city, and at the same time the amount of manpower of qualified labor is stable. So you see that there's a shortages in all sectors. I mean, labor, capital, and know-how.
Despite the world-renowned beauty of its beaches, Rio has long felt unloved in Brazil. After the loss of its status as both the country's political capital and economic powerhouse, Rio is only now finally benefiting from massive infrastructure investment. But for foreign firms hoping to capitalize on this moment, it will be the city's most patient, long-standing suitors who stand to profit the most.
And that report was by Bruce Douglas in Brazil. That brings us to the end of this edition of World Business Report. Stay tuned for a news bulletin coming up in just a moment.